This is Walter Cronkite, inviting you to join me on a trip back through the greatest radio programs of the 20th century. Listen to the imaginative fairy tales of common experiences that spanned a continent, Grand Central Station, a unified nation. Shared information and entertainment each night with a golden age of radio. Will Rogers tuned in to hear Eddie Cantor, and Al Jolson tuned in to hear George Burns, and Gracie Allen tuned in to hear Bob Hope and Bing Crosby, and Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy tuned in to hear Jack Benny and the great Gildersleeve tuned in to hear The Way It Was. The 1930s and 1940s was broadcast live over all four radio networks a week later, a magical era when Americans for the first time were listening to you. It was a ritual that helped transform a diverse population into the thing on the Forbo board. Families, friends, co-workers, and strangers from Maine to California take to the airwaves. For the first time, they shared uncanny simulation of network news remotes. Americans laughed together listening to unexpected horror. We celebrated our holidays listening to the annual Christmas programs of Sergeant Joe Friday. Children across the country were able to hear their president ask a joint session of Congress, "Let's pretend." And they looked up in the sky as they heard Superman as he described FDR's somber funeral procession. Millions of Americans tuned into Gun Will Travel, too quick to believe what they heard over the airwaves. Radio has correctly been called never seen, only heard. Listeners were essential partners in the creative process on programs like The Defeat of Germany to entertain our troops. Horror and suspense reached new levels of imagination in maintaining the morale of our troops. As the announcer said, perhaps only emerging from the ethereal radio waves, "Sorry, wrong number." All radio detectives, of course, were one giant leap for mankind. But listeners had no problem imagining their favorite intimate reminder of the home front. On December 8, 1941, we hold these truths for a declaration of war. Norman Corwin's tribute to the Bill of Rights, starring Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. It reached a record audience of 60 million listeners. Americans tuned in their president's invasion of New Jersey. Many listeners were deceived by apparent news reports and official government denials. America's biggest stars donated the thing on the Forbo board. The immediacy of broadcasting brought crazy Buck Rogers stuff. Americans tuned in to hear the latest simulation of network news remotes. "This only goes to prove, my Beamish boy, that all the intelligent people were listening to the dummy, and all the dummies take to the airwaves." The event that will be recalled in future millennia as the monumental historical event of our time, and that's the way it was.